The race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination is still in its relative infancy. The Iowa caucuses are still more than 5 months away. But a couple of dozen candidates are campaigning in an effort to gain distance from each other in a crowded contest. This past week, a pair of Democratic nominees came to Arkansas, a state in which 67 of 75 counties voted for Donald Trump in 2016. Amy Klobuchar, senator from Minnesota, was in Arkansas Thursday, and Beto O'Rourke, former Texas congressman, was in central and northwest Arkansas this weekend. During his trip, he talked with Roby Brock with our partner, Talk Business and Politics.
You have jumped back into the campaign trail this week after taking some time off after the tragedy in the El Paso shootings at the Walmart there. You said that you see more clearly now something in terms of your candidacy and your campaign. What has changed for you personally and as a candidate after that tragedy?
I don't think that I fully appreciated the consequence and the cost of Donald Trump until someone who was inspired by his very hateful rhetoric, his warnings of invasions of Hispanics and immigrants and Mexicans coming to this country, drove 600 miles from Allen, Texas to El Paso, Texas, opened fire with an AK-47 in a Walmart and killed 22 people, injured dozens more. The urgency that I feel, the anger that I feel, I want to make sure that I share that with this country, and also the solutions that I see in El Paso, that, you know, our differences, whether they're of immigration status or ethnicity or anything else, aren't disqualifying. They're not dangerous. In fact, they make us stronger. They make us better. They make us safer and more secure. And so, you know, talking about that in El Paso, but going to Mississippi yesterday and talking about the largest workplace raid in a single state, more than 700 people picked up, families broken apart, a lot of fear and intimidation in that Hispanic community right now. There's an attack, a conscious attack on some people based on their differences, especially the Hispanic community. I want to make sure the country understands that this is happening and the way that we've got to bring ourselves out of this.
Back to gun control, gun access. You went to a gun show expo up in Conway, Arkansas, I think earlier on Saturday there. What did you learn talking to a bunch of gun owners up there? I've seen some Twitter activity, but what was your takeaway?
You know, it's interesting. One of the men who had a booth there, who was selling guns, came up. He said, "Are you Beto O'Rourke?" I said, "I am," and introduced himself. And I said, "Listen, part of the reason I'm here is to understand how we overcome this epidemic of gun violence. And you might understand this better than I do. Tell me about it." And he said, "I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be able to sell weapons, firearms at a gun show. I don't have to do a background check on people. I'm not a federally licensed firearm dealer. So I can sell to anybody who comes up to me." He said, "That's wrong." So universal background checks, you know, closing the loopholes. And then another dealer who did have a license, who probably did not appreciate my politics, but was kind enough to talk to me and to listen to me. I listened to him in turn, and he said, "Why don't we just enforce, or at least begin by enforcing the laws that we have on the books? Those who are denied when they go through the NICS background check system, there should be a follow-up investigation, because I know they're gonna try to buy a firearm, and they'll do it through the black market, they'll steal someone's gun, they'll borrow from a relative. We should make sure that those who are denied access to a firearm the legal way are also not able to illegally obtain a firearm." I thought that was helpful and constructive.
You've talked about doing a buyback program, you talked about this background checked approach here. If you are elected president, would you use executive orders to take care of this, or would you try to go through Congress first and build some sort of consensus?
I think the best possible way forward is through Congress, working with Republicans and Democrats and independents alike. And that necessarily involves sitting down at the table or going to gun shows or talking to people who may not come to the same conclusion that you do on an issue that you're passionate about. I think that's the genius of our democracy, that nonviolently we can come to consensus and compromise and do something better than what we have right now. From listening to gun owners and non-gun owners and folks from all political persuasions, universal background checks, red flag laws, and I think there's now consensus on stopping the sales of weapons of war, AR-15s, AK-47s, those machines that were designed to kill people on a battlefield, and they're really good at doing that, just don't belong in our communities, in our churches, in our synagogues, in our public life, in our Walmarts, as we saw in El Paso 2 weeks ago.
Last question for you. You have said in the past week that there is not in any scenario a way that you run for the U.S. Senate seat in Texas. I'm going to take you at your word for that. But you lost by less than 3 points. Do you think a Democrat can win that seat in Texas? And if so, what's changed since 2018 that you think would allow that to happen?
Yeah, I know that a Democrat will win and defeat John Cornyn and serve our state in the U.S. Senate. There are seven candidates running right now, the most extraordinary field that we've ever seen in our state. And I think they'll be able to build on what we saw in 2018. We were a state that had been 50th in voter turnout, where we went to every county, talked to independents and Republicans, won independents for the first time in decades. Nearly 500,000 Republicans voted for me and a Republican for governor. Young voter turnout during early voting up 500%. And Roby, that was in a midterm year, almost eclipsed election year, presidential election year turnout. So in a presidential election year like 2020, right, I'm confident that that mobilized Democratic base, those independents who are voting for the person, not the party, and those Republicans who do not see a home for themselves in the party of Donald Trump, are going to elect a Democrat to represent us in the U.S. Senate.
Beto O'Rourke is a former Texas congressman seeking the Democratic Party's nomination for president. He was in Arkansas this weekend. He talked with Roby Rock with our partner, Talk Business and Politics.